When the canal opens in 1827, other things start happening. You start seeing almost immediately, and I do think that it was within a, it was either 24 or 30 hour period, in Cleveland, the price of grain went from a quarter a bushel to a dollar a bushel. And it stays there. It doesn't back down. So immediately you see more money if you're a farmer. You see, now we can ship the goods. And so you start seeing all these goods flowing out of Ohio, going up across Lake Erie, down the Erie Canal to New York. So you start seeing goods going out. The other side of that is goods start coming in. We start seeing China. Maybe they're, you know, the English pottery coming in. We start seeing, oh yeah, that newfangled kitchen appliance, the wood-burning stove. We start seeing milled cotton, cotton coming from the mills in the east, all this fabric. For example, up at Canal Visitor Center, one of the great excitements at Lock 38 one time was Mrs. Gleason had a piano delivered. You know, imagine a grand key piano coming down on a boat, and then they have to actually put it on a wagon and drag it up a hill. But you start seeing things flow right by your front door. It's not just goods, you're seeing ideas. Now where it had used to take 6 weeks to 2 months to get news from the nation's capital, now you knew what was happening in Federal City or Federal Town within a week. So the world gets smaller, news speeds up, people speed up. Now people can travel to Louisville if they want to, or all the way down to New Orleans by boat. The world gets smaller, but the world gets bigger almost immediately.